Hello, and welcome to this short podcast. I am your host, Cecilia Lemancusa. On this episode, I have a recording of my interview with director Susanna Nicarelli. In the interview, my questions revolve around Signora Nicarelli's movie Cosmonauta, the genre of teen film, and the representation of female characters in her film and in other teen films, such as Grease. There were some errors in the recording, so I do apologize in advance for any added noises that couldn't be edited out. I hope you enjoy. In a recent lecture, we were talking about this elaboration made by Angela McRobbies, which talks about four typical feminine gender types that people socially accept. First one is post-feminist masquerade, which is a young woman that's focused on femininity and beauty. There's the working girl, focused on career and self-improvement. There's also the phallic girl, which is the girl that's showing attributes of masculinity plus femininity. And then there's the global girl, which is a foreign girl who tries to adapt a different competitive context with normally absolute faith and innocence. And I wanted to ask you, one, which type would you consider a typical teen film female protagonist would be, like Sandy from Grease, and what type you would consider Luciana from Cosmonauta?
Well, usually in teen movies, well, something that comes back always is this, is the girl who actually doesn't want to wear makeup and doesn't want to wear nice dresses. And but this is not because you're being phallic, but because you're denying a certain way of depicting women, which it doesn't mean that you dress like a man. It just means that you don't want to put on those kind of dresses. Well, there's a story I always read to my daughter, and it's about this this princess who doesn't want to be a princess, she wants to be a doctor. And at some point, her uncle gets really mad because she was, you know, traveling around and curing animals. And then when she comes back, he closes her in the tower. And he says, no, you have to be a princess now. So you have to wear pretty frilly dresses and sew cushions all day. And of course, she's really bored, you know, because it's boring to be a princess. And that's the whole point. So I don't think it's fair to say that a woman who doesn't want to be a princess is phallic. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I don't think it's fair. Of course, Luciana is much more masculine, probably, than Fiorella, but I don't think that's the point. It's just a different way of being a woman, because she is a woman. I mean, she makes love for the first time in the film, and I think it's simplistic. You know, just to say that you're acting like a man, because that's not the point. You're just trying to be yourself. And trying to be yourself means that you're trying to be who you are, which is not any of those categories. You're just trying to be yourself and to get rid of the cliché. The problem with Luciana is that what happens is that she's considered too easy. Because the boy Angelo tells everybody that they went to bed together, and Vittorio, the first thing that he asks her is to touch him. So she's considered, she is very boyish compared to the other girls, but she is considered also very easy, because she easily goes into sex by total curiosity. But of course, that age was particularly strict about this, and if you made the mistake of you know, losing your virginity, then everybody would know. And I mean, that was Italy also, but a very Catholic country. So of course that the phallic woman who works is socially acceptable, but the moment in which this phallic woman is also a prostitute and is also having sex, then she's a monster. And of course, that's probably why she is not socially acceptable, Luciana. That's why she suffers in the film.
Going more towards the teen film specifically, I wanted to know if there are previous teen films beforehand that you were inspired that helped you create Cosmonauta, and how so?
Well, there's an entire category of teen films that I saw when I was little. There are the Goonies or, you know, films like that, but also E.T. It's one of my favorite films. All of the films in the 80s that were about kids dealing with things and then, you know, in their own grown-up way. There's a whole category of films that were made when we were little that were extremely well-written and well-acted, and they were great. They were funny, and they still are, I mean, to watch. And there are also a lot of films, like, for example, there was a beautiful film called La mia vita a quattro zampe. It was a Swedish film. I mean, Hollywood has not produced interesting teen films in quite a while, since the 80s probably. Stand By Me was a great film. And there have been a lot of interesting teen films in Europe in the last 10 years preceding Cosmonauta that I liked very much. But when I did my film, there had been very few teen films with girls main characters, which is now pretty normal. But it was not when I made Cosmonauta. It was 2009, and there had not been as many films about a female teenage girl. And I've always wanted to do this since the beginning, since when I started making my first shorts, because adolescence was a terrible moment for me, and what saved me was a certain dose of irony, and then this helped me a lot. And I always thought that as I wanted to make movies for myself as an adolescent, I always thought that out there there was some insecure girl who was afraid that, I don't know, their classmates would make fun of, who felt different, who felt out of place. And I always thought that my movie could make her feel less lonely. And there, I think, have been some horrible teen movies, and there were at the time of Cosmonauta, where the girls were very pretty, and the boys too, and everything was just not the way it is really when you're an adolescent. And that, I think, is a horrible violence that you do to the real adolescent. That's why for me it was very important to have real 15-year-olds, because usually in films, teen films, you have 18-year-olds, because it's cheaper and to work with people who are not minors. But the way you are physically when you're 15, the pimples, and the way you are, your body, the way you're not an adult and you're not a child anymore, that phase, the way you are physically, is so painful. And I loved the idea of showing that. And when I was looking for Luciana, I was looking for a girl with physical imperfections. I was looking for that thing because I wanted to make a movie for those who were like that. I like the idea that when I was, we were doing the auditions, and we were doing the scene in which they all make fun of Arturo. You remember when Arturo said, you have to go to Baikonur, and they say, but it's really far from Moscow, and everybody's making fun of him. Mm-hmm. And he said, oh my God, it was the same even in the 60s. I mean, kids would make fun of other kids. For him, it was really important because it was the generation of his parents. It's also important for an adolescent to know that it has always been like that. It is always difficult, generation to generation.
While I was looking at Cosmonauta, I noticed a lot of similarities with the film and the musical as well, Grease. And I wanted to ask you if you consider a big difference between Luciana and Sandy, because technically both of them are protagonists, but they both go into very different paths.
Well, apart from the fact that it's one of my favorite movies, and I've seen it probably thousands of times because I had a VHS player when I was little, but I had very few cassettes. And we had this cassette of Grease, and we would watch it and watch it over and over again with my friends, and we knew it by heart. It is, of course, I had Grease in mind when I was building the visuals of the film. I did not have Grease in mind for the contents, because the content is completely different. I like the idea of having those visuals, because Grease is about a lost innocence. Grease is a film made in the 80s about the way America was in the 50s, before everything changed, before the 60s, before Kennedy's assassination, before 1968. So it was about some lost golden age. And it's funny because it's a film that is very ironic about this too, because actually it shows you that it was not at all like that. And that's a little bit what I wanted to do. The content is, of course, very different because it's much more serious about the gender issues. But of course, in Greece there are, I think Luciana is not Sandy. Luciana is Rito, of course. She's Stockard Channing, the Stockard Channing character, which was, by the way, my favorite character in the movie. I mean, I was Rito. I was not Sandy. I never was Sandy. I wanted to make a film about Rito, not about Sandy. Sandy is probably Fiorella.
Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it, and I wish you all a wonderful rest of the day. Until next time, arrivederci.